We began this Maimer list last Monday night from Rav Kluge, from the Bismedrash of Rav Kluge Shirim. Very, very basic yisoid in the union of Chametz and Matzah and preparing for Yontiv, which is connected to the sugi that we've been learning for the past few months, the Chacham and the Tam, the union of Chacham and the Tmimus. Chametz is the embodiment of Chachma. It has a different dimion of what he should look like, not the way that he was originally starting off and the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu made him. Chametz has a dimion of being something different. And the ikka dimion that Chametz has, and the Baal HaChametz has, is that a person can shape and form his own, her own life according to his or her own will. Ki'ilu, the person is a little pyro, thousands of years after Mitzrayim, and the same with the pyro was caught up in the chokhmah of Havan Ischak Malai, to be able to outsmart and to outmaneuver all the kaiches of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mizgala by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And therefore, Paro saw himself as being shaylait al hateva, ruling over teva. Havin is chak malai, is the inyan of chametz. Masha enikain matzah, matzah is the bechin of tmimus, of tam. The way the matzah is, the matzah wants nothing else other than what the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes of it, finished. It's the Jew who's like a matzah. And when a person lives this way, in a way of tamimus, so then he's able to experience chayus. He's able to feel what it means to be free. He's able to feel chayus. So on page 107, Zman Chayusayna, if you don't have, you can look inside with somebody. It's a little bit hard to listen, but okay, try. Hasvarim Hakadoshim Asvirim Shahadag Agvoya Lazochul Am Yisrael Bitzis Yitzayim Haisa Matonim Hashem Isbarach Shloi Lefi Dargosa. Anybody who's ever learned any of this from Hakadoshim regarding Pesach knows that we weren't holding by leaving Mitzrayim. But Hashem Isbarach came and took us out, even though we weren't worthy of it. The worthiness was something we had to work on over the days of Sfiras Omer, leading up to Shavuos, the Maimon HaSinai. Therefore, this form tells us that the whole inyan of Leil Pesach is Kadesh Urchatz, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mekadesh us, and then he gave us an opportunity of Urchatz to cleanse ourselves, to purify ourselves. But the Geula of Mitzrayim took place in the way of Yisra'us de Le'ela. Normally, we have to begin, and then Hashem responds. But Pesach, we didn't have the koiches to do that. And Hashem Yisbarach took us out. It was a gift. And we behave according to halacha. On the night of Pesach, we behave like Bnei Charon, like people who are free. All the halachas of Leil Pesach, the Arba Kaisis and the Seba, and so on. On the Yasrim Der Chavis, we sit in a way of Chavis, of being free. Loiv should be the chamufarm, we dress in our best clothing, in Makashim Zashulchan Bekelim Noim, and we put out the most beautiful Kelim that we have on the table, like people who are their own Balabatim. Zulay Rakis Nagus Chitzainis. This is not just some superficial external thing. Ela Hashpom Yuchedesh on Makabim Bechaga Pesach Yacheris. This man Chavis Sayin means that the hashpah that we are receiving from Shemayim on Pesach is to be b'nei charen, to be free. Hashpah sayontiv yeredes l'chal yehudi, and this hashpah of cheres descends to each and every one of us. Ach kechol sheneidav anavin yoisa mamahusa shel hashpah zu, the more we understand what is this hashpah of Pesach, especially Leil Pesach, the Hashpah of Chayus. What is this Hashpah? The more we understand this, kachnuchal is chaber la begoli, the more we'll be able to connect to it in a clear and open way. Vaf lakachti imanu b'siyum achag, and even to take it with us after Yom Tov is finished and to go with it through the year. So koloni yoidim shalenu lismar chalabayre. Everybody knows that we have to rely and we have to trust in Hashem. It says in Pasuk Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, for who Yichakalako, throw all of your pekalach, everything on Hashem, and He'll take care of us. Ach kosher on aluchya is kach bepoil. But like many things that we know in our minds, but it's very hard to live that way, in a way of Hashlech al Hashem, in that way of tmimus. Tivush l'adam, who the nature of a person is, who writes l'das, next page, ma yi'ito ba'od yon yamayim. People are desperate to figure out what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be the next day. Therefore, all kinds of practices in ancient times, and even now, are people trying to be able to somehow see into the future, either by tapping into what they believe are kaiches, that are supernatural kaiches, to enable them to see the future, or it comes to patterns, historical, economic, and social patterns, to be able to anticipate based upon what was, what's going to be tomorrow. But tzad hashov is that people would like to be able to be in control of what's going to happen in the future. And a person wants to have the security of knowing. A person invests in something. A person wants to have the security of knowing, what can I expect from this investment? What can I anticipate in the future? And everything is about security and the future. It's the nature of a person. What's going to be? Yom Yomayim, in a day or two, by Shavuot, Afil Yoser, next week, and beyond that. Acherus u'magish tolush u'bilti yetziv, or else a person feels insecure and unstable. If he has no sense of what's going to be in the future, he feels unstable in the present. Yisei mekach, ulei rak reitz ladas matzof of yom ha'kareivim. Not only does he want to know what's coming up the next couple of days, or even beyond that, elu mevakesh gam lirois uvdois mutzakos b'shetach ha'mavtichos es asido. He wants to be able to see facts that are going to guarantee, statistics and facts that are going to guarantee, that are going to guarantee that tomorrow, the day after, this is what's going to be. Hurotze avoyde kvua imaskara sadira. Everybody wants to have a set salary. With the maskaras, with the salary, is everything is set, and the person knows that he can expect every 2 weeks or whatever it might be, or every week, every 2 weeks, he knows that he's going to get a check, he's going to get paid. He wants to know that his children are registered in school. Now to register, even before they get married, you can register a child, your children that you hope to have. You can register ready for school. That they're nervous, what's going to be, what school, if my kid's going to get into the school. Everybody wants to make sure that the future looks like it's all worked out. Where they're going to go to school, where they're going to go to high school, the conversations you could have with parents who have 3-year-old, 4-year-old children, they're talking about years in advance. They want that there should be food. Everybody wants that there's food in the cabinets and that there's plenty of clothing in the closets. It's the nature of a person, obviously some people much more than others, to be able to see mamish with their eyes that everything is misudar. Everything is set up. That barring any strange, unusual twist of fate, which is what it's called in the world, things can be somewhat predictable for the future. Acheres hu mutrad v'lachutz, or else the person's mamish torah. And he feels confused, and he feels pressure. If he doesn't have his Seder, and it's not predictable, what he could expect. So then he becomes lachutz. He feels uncomfortable. He feels already tense. Hatzarech hazeh lishlait al ha'asid, this need to rule over, to have control over the future. Well, nobody here is claims to be any kind of a balkishev to see into the future, but using statistics and the predictions of experts in all different fields and talking to people who you think are bigger bekim and they know about this, they know about that. You have people that for everything in life, they make a million drishes and hakiris to try to somehow establish a predictability for the coming tkufa in life. This need to be in control. Hu hashibud Mitzrayim shalanu. That's the equivalent of what was in Mitzrayim in those days. This is Egypt now. This is the Shibud of Mitzrayim now. If anything goes in a way that's different from what the person expected, if anything is off a little bit, we're talking about this on Erev Shabbos in the Chabur, if anything's a little bit different, if there's a little bit of a curveball that's thrown that person's way, and it wasn't the way it was supposed to be, whatever in whatever area of life it might be, it's fafal. The marriage could be fafal like that. The feeling of being a failure as a parent, the children you expected and you put them into a certain way of life, and they were supposed to come out a certain way, and the kid comes out not the way you planned. Everything is dark and everything is finished. And even when it comes to small things of with work and with all these expectations, to feel that one is not in control of the future events of one's life or the future patterns of one's life, to lose that feeling of control, and as a result of that to become anxious and nervous, that's the Shibud of Mitzrayim. It's very, very strong. It's a very strong Shibud. The Chag of Pesach on the Mekabim is Matnas Acheres. On the Yom of Pesach, the Baruch Hashem gives us this gift, if we want it, Acheres, to be free. The Leil HaSeder on the Mekabim is Akarach, Loi Lachshav, Loi Lidag, Ma'iyah Behemshech. On the night of Pesach, we receive the Koch, if we want it, if we daven for it, and if we try to live Pesach in the right way. Each one of us can tap into that koach, not to be worried about what's going to be in the future, not to think about the future, what's going to be in the hemshech. V'lesmoch bekach. I had a conversation on the phone 2 weeks ago with a girl that was just coming back from seminary, and. She's nervous about Shaduchim. She's nervous about Shaduchim. I don't know, how old are you when you come back from seminary? Oh, 18, I guess. She's 18, something like that, 18. And she's nervous about Shaduchim because there's some relative of hers, the thought of a Shidduch for her. And the boy is 25, or 26, and she's 18. So I said, she wanted to know what I thought. I said, well, what's the rush? Yes. And then she told me some of the things about the boy, and So she said that all she reads about is the Shidduch crisis. And all she hears about is the Shidduch crisis. So there's tremendous pressure that she feels that who knows, that this could be her one opportunity. That, you know, that Aunt Bessie found somebody for her. This could be her one opportunity, and then it's going to be fulfilled. And she sees herself that Chas v'Chalila, that it's finished. This could be it. This could be her one chance. And more, this is becoming a makkah that is taking young people, who should be at a time in life where they're filled with simchas achayim, where they don't have most of the daigas that they're going to have later in life, and instead young people that are like torahed with such anxiety and such and a pachad of the future and what's going to be, and the statistics show this and the studies show that. That whole way of living is the Shibud of Mitzrayim. But it doesn't mean that one doesn't make a hishtadlus. But this wasn't a regular hishtadlus for a girl at that point in her life, and judging by what this boy is up to, it just wasn't bichlal matim. But she's worried. What if she's not going to have anything? I said, you didn't even start. You're just 18 years old. You just came back from seminary. What are you nervous about? What are you already nervous about? Well, you know, it's so hard, and all the boys, and this guy sounds like he might be a nice guy. These are the thoughts of an 18-year-old girl. They should just be happy and go to school and help her mother and do, you know, whatever, spend some time with her friends. Instead, she's got these machshavas about, like, these dismal thoughts of the future. And this is the only person. And she's not even so interested. It doesn't sound like it's so gewaldig, but look, you know, based upon the statistics, it's like a 1 in 6 chance or something, 1 in 5, whatever it is, that I'm not never going to, so I'm worried about it. So you're only 18. And the whole culture of our firm world is becoming more and more stuck in this Indian of Mitzrayim in many ways. But instead, on Pesach, we could receive this hashpa of not to worry about what's going to be behemshech. L'smorch b'kach. L'hagish b'nei charen, t'mimus. L'hagish b'nei charen, to be free. On the yeshuvim liyad shulchan ha-seidi, you sit by the seidi table, mileim amuna b'Hashem, filled with amuna, smeichim u'mishuchrorim, filled with simcha, and free. Mikol lachatz, from all lachatz. Except maybe you have the mother saying, finish talking, because it's light, it's light. My mother was always, she should be left alone. My mother was always saying, it's not nice, daddy is so hungry, and daddy is so tired. My father was always going, I'm not hungry, I'm not, fine. My father was never like that at all. My mother says, no, so can you have a chmanis on your father? Like, it was every year, like these in Yon, and then, it's a chmanis. You know, came back from yeshiva and wanted to talk about different things. My father had such nachas. My mother was always the lachetz, that a lot of the women feel lachetz, because they're very basically from the whole week and 2 weeks, and they're preparing and they're tired, and a lot of the Torah is nevetlich. They're not prepared for. They're not following, and the whole thing is they're worried about that they work so hard to make the food that it should taste good, and it's getting burnt or something. So on the night of Pesach, there's lachatz. People feel lachatz. The women feel some tension. They feel nervous, and then you have by the yeshivish chevra, the lachatz that they sit there with their matzahs and they're worried about that it's not the right size of matzah, instead of just being happy. The matzah makes them into the biggest avodim. They're an evet to some shir that they heard about them. They come with rulers and with tape measures for the seder, and with the morrow they can't. Who knows what's going to be in this kind of that kind of morrow to be yetzer this year, and they're nervous about being yetzer the mitzvahs of the. Not that a person should be careless, Hashem, but there's a time that a Jew was happy. He was yetzer the mitzvahs. Everything was with 2 kazaisim and 3 kazaisim, all kinds of things, and to try to, because it says in the Mishnah Berurah that to try somehow to chew the nuts, you know, and the person's like choking, and he can't do it, and but he doesn't want to, it's put down. You shouldn't take a drink in the middle, so the guy's gonna have to be taken by a tzala, and everything is lachas. People are nervous and they're not happy. The children they're supposed to be up, but they're making a balagan, and everybody's going. It's the seder. A person could be a big eved by the seder, a big eved. Then you have another kind of novice. A person comes, then you have Yeshiva Bacha comes, and he prepared 45 tires. And he's gonna blow everybody away to say that. They never heard such tires in their lives. He's going to come back. He came back with such tires. And he doesn't have Rachmanis on them. There's grandparents, there are people there, and he's Gavite, and saying he drushes for half hour, 45 minutes. Also, so he doesn't care. The grandfather's already, the grandmother's. Everything this, and he sits there, so, and he's still talking over there for another half hour. So he's meshabed his parents into such a shibud, not to be able to be happy Pesach night, to be free Pesach night. Even then, all kinds of shibudim, all kinds of shibudim. Of course, it's very, very hard because one person is chayvus, if another person an avdus. That's always, you know, Hashem didn't make it that way. There should be every table on the same page. That we all want like this. So we all want. There's always. Can I get Abba Banam to be a Torah? There's always different types of the Seder Torah. But a person has to be a Baal Seichel. A person has to be a Baal Seichel. And if the Baruch Shalom told us that he wants the Ikkah should be that the children should understand a little bit and to say some things for the Kindlech, then that's the Ikkah. And there's no Chochmas. It's to be grown away of Tmimus. Like the Chassam Sofer would say, the Seder, the Chassam Sofer said, he teached in Yiddish, he translated the Haggadah, and he said to the women and to the children, he translated the Haggadah, period. Look in the Minhag and the Chassam Sofer. We have all these Chedushim Chassam Sofer on the Haggadah? Yeah, this he said during Yontif, and he said to the Talmidim, and then later at night, after everybody went to bed, and they said, after Sheshim, there would be some that he would say some time. But the Seder, the Tachlis of Pashtus, Tmimus. Total Tmimus. Chassam Sofer. That's how the Tzaddikim were knowing like that. The Davka on the night of Pesach, by the biggest Tzaddikim was the biggest Pashtus, the biggest Tmimus. How do you explain they have people that they'll have company, that have guests over, and the guests don't even understand exactly. You'll have Balabatim that are keeping company prisoner on the night of Pesach, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they say, and they're thinking the guy is darshaning, the father or the whoever's darshaning thinks that they must be enjoying this so much. They don't enjoy it at all. They enjoy it for maybe 5-10 minutes. After that, they just like to eat and to keep sing some songs and to keep some of the customs invited and go shlofen. No seichel to be meshabed other Jews on the night of Pesach. But this is kaseida. Not to live in a place of tmimis, in a place of pashtus. A place that when you talk to old Jews about how they had storm, old Svadar Shid and old Ashkenaz Shid, to speak either one, Ashkenaz Svadar, you ask them, how was the storm 70, 80 years ago? How was the storm? Tachlis at tmimis. Tmimis. Then you have another thing, you have the children come back from school, their projects. And it's not v'higad l'binuchas, it's v'higad l'avicha. They're children, they're not bala seichel. So you have to figure out how to make them happy and to talk about on Yontif the next day, during the Suddis and so on, you divide it up. But where the teachers that come to make all these things, there's so many bilbulim, davkin this in yif tmimis by Pesach night. But the Baruch Shalom wanted to just, I guess what they say by the goyim, to just chill out. Just take it easy. Take it easy. And to enjoy. And to feel what it means not to have lachas. You're not at work. You're not in the final in school. You're feeling tense. You're feeling nervous. The whole inyan of Pesach is the chayrus not to be that way. And that's the hashpah that Hashem is Baruch is sending down. We're free from this need to know how things are going to turn out, how everything is going to be. We let Hashem Baruch take the wheel. Let Hashem Baruch take over. There's a good feeling of being free. There's a concept of shibud, of enslavement, even when it comes to ruchnius. Yesh lanu tmuna meduyek es machshav esayinu. For instance, a person has a certain image in his mind, a picture in his mind. Ketzed ha mitzvah shalanu tzvichas lehi'osas. How does my mitzvah have to be? He came back from a shiur, he came back from whatever, he was in Eretz Yisrael, or he was by tzaddikim, or whatever it might be, or he's still in the svarim, and he has a certain picture that this is what my mitzvah is going to look like this. and it's going to be with such a slavis, and it's going to be all these kavanis and so on. But tzura elana regilim, the regia should be slavis musyom with all kinds of feelings and all kinds of emotions. And the person already plans that my davening has to be like this. It's going to have these kind of kavanis. And it's going to be with this kind of a fire. Shulchan Shabbos. The Shabbos table is going to be unbelievable. The Shabbos table. Shulchan Shabbos. Chag B'Tzura. Shalva Mechubedesh. It's going to be peaceful. And it's going to be Mechubed. You have the Bachram or girls. Also, the yeshiva guys and the girls come back from summer, they're going to have a Shabbos table. And in the end, when they, and the children, so the children, they have to behave a certain way. They were kaveh, that the children have to act a certain way. And the children have to go to bed by a certain time. And the children don't follow that halacha. They didn't see it in the Shulchan Aruch, that they dafke have to act in that way. And this one's under the table, starting with this one. This one's pinching the other one. This one knocks over the glass of the other one. And it's not, these children are not behaving as planned. They're just not behaving as planned. And there's a tremendous lachatz. Tremendous pressure. The parents want that the children should be predictable. Predictably well-behaved. Predictably good-natured. Predictably from. Predictably tzniyazdik, baladech eretz. Everything predictable. That's Mitzrayim. That's what power. That's what power had guys that did that for a living. That's what they did for a living. So a person expects he's going to get married. He's going to have children. Because he once saw when he was someplace these children. He said, those are the kind of kids that I'm going to have. Because he saw in one place. Nobody even knows what those kids were doing before or after. Well, let's say. Let's say this is an unusual place, and the kids are like they have such a hanhaga that they like this. So then these parents are planning to have that their children should also be such a way. And it's not like that. It's hardly ever like that in real life. And I'm talking about with a marriage, what the husband always all the years with his demyonis of what his wife is going to be like. And the wife heard all kinds of sikhs and shmuz and that. What her husband, the Talmud Chacham, is going to be like. And therefore she wanted to marry this kind of person. It should be predictable. To be able to, because she was once for Shabbos in some place by somebody in Harnof, that's what she's going to have. She's going to have such a Shabbos table. I can lose you. They also don't have such a Shabbos table. But you're going to have that Shabbos table. And then it doesn't come out to be that way. And it's missing the covet, it's missing the ruchnias. Then there's terrible, terrible, terrible pain and disappointment. This is all the inyan of Mitzrayim. Not to be able to be besimchas, to be besimch in that moment that you're in. That doesn't mean not to be mechanach the children. It doesn't mean it's hefke. You do your best. But how it comes out, like we always learn, how it comes out, what are you going to do? How it comes out? You want your kids to turn out to be spitz yeshivas, spitz chassidus, spitz this, whatever it is. And it doesn't. Usually when your parent wants that very, very badly, it's the guarantee that it's not going to be like that. You wouldn't want it so badly, and you don't care so much, then they come out like that. But when you care a lot about it, then it doesn't come out. It doesn't usually come out like that. You love them, sheyiglu and milas misyamas. You want to be able to predict that children should come out with such milas, these milas. And then you scratch your head, because you look at these families where the house is totally crazy, totally hefka, all kinds of sick things are happening in that family, and then you meet these kids, and the kids are like malachim. Malachim. So what happened over there? You love them, Shiglu, Milas, Messiomas, Baal, Shayasik, Batari, the Mitzvahs, Kfi, Hatsfuya, Shalon, Hatsipio, Shalon, that the husband should be Talmid Chachamim, everything according to what we were taught and what we expected and what the it said on the guy's resume and what the teacher, what the Rebbe said, that this boy is going to be like this, this boy is going to be like that, he's going to be a Godel B'Yisrael, Godel B'Yisrael, all the Godel B'Yisrael, but I don't know what happened to them, but he's going to be a Godel B'Yisrael, and he's a Sushkan Godel, Halavai should be a mensch, and if he's a mensch, he's not always a mensch. And then she's Subrach. This is all Mitzrayim. This is the way of Mitzrayim. Everything has to be with a mahalach, has to be predictable. If I prepare this way, if I marry this way, if I do this, or I do that, then I can expect the results to be deep, 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 like a mathematical formula. The union of matzah is to free a person from this. The matzah doesn't have such dimyonis, but it has to be like this or like that. This is how we should think when we eat the matzah. And to take this inside of ourselves. However you
make the little holes, it's good.
I'm satisfied. I don't have any dimyonis of something. I'm not of what's going to be after 18 minutes from now. You understand? Chometz is an inyan of what's going to be later on. Matzah is right now. If a person sits by the matzahs when you're baking matzahs and you're rolling the matzah a little bit, and you stop and you want to look at this and to think, little matzala, what's going to be with you in the future? Then the guy that owns the place is going to hit you. You're going to get something over your head. You're going to whack over your head. What are you sitting there talking to that? You have to keep on working with it. You have to just keep on working, keep on working. Just keep on working, and then we'll put it in the oven, it'll be good. You sit, you want to have a schmooze with the matzah. What's going to be with this matzah? If you're worried about what's going to be with it, it's going to be chametz. If you're sitting around worrying about what's going to be with it, it becomes chametz if you're sitting around with it. The ikir is avoida, the simcha, comes out matzah. But that's the whole matzah's whole attitude, the tmimus. Totally. That's what it's good.
B'derech m'litza nitin lomah shahabrocha al achilis matzah daim lebrocha shanoshim b'varchus kol boike shasani kirtzana. The women make an unbelievable brocha every morning, shasani kirtzana. But Hashem, you made me according to your will. But you have some of these Michigan feminists that they think that that's a terrible bracha. The men make a bracha shalosani isha, and we were stuck with this bracha shalosani kitzon. What kind of thing is that? That you made me according to your will. Look at Rav Kook Siddur, what said on shalosani kitzon, what that means. Shalosani kitzon. All I wanted in my life is to do your ratzon, yihi ratzon. Shalosani kitzon, I'm a matzah. So, kitzon. I am the way you made me. I didn't rise into something with my demyonis to be something different. Shasani kirt Sinai. That's the humility of a Jewish woman. Shasani kirt Sinai. Toiv likach. This is good. Kamei shatei raitza. The way Hashem wants. I feel him ain lon shum misrakshus ruchanis. That there's such a pashtus that a Jewish woman used to have. It was the trademark of a Jewish woman, and now it's harder to have this. But the feeling that even though the day has been spent with all kinds of hard work in the house and these jobs of the house, the work they were doing in the house is all kinds of menial things, cleaning and cooking. Toiv lonu k'may Hashem is baruch raitza. It's good. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's good. Toiv lonu k'may Hashem is baruch raitza. This is my avodas Hashem. And to live this way in a way of tmimas and pashtas.
Mitzaneinu hayachidu lasayis v'tzaniyis baruch. All we want to do is the ratzon Hashem. Shasani kirtzaynai. His ratzon. And the greatest gift of Pesach is to be able to come to this madrega of Shasani Kirtzon. That a person's whole life should just be he wants whatever Hashem wants. And the unbelievable tanug, the pleasure that comes with being mevatel the chametz, that inyan of having to know, of making something else, that chametz that ruins life, that spoils everything, that doesn't allow us to have any simcha. You see this even the way that shidduchim are being now made, all kinds of chachmas. It has to fit in a certain thing exactly, both in ruchnius and in gashmius. It has to fit in so that you have to worry that in ruchnius and gashmius that it looks like based upon what I find over here, it looks like with this person I'm going to be able to be besimcha ad me'vesim shana. So bichlal, all these, it has to be that it looks like everything is just so. Financially, it has to be a certain way, and in ruchnius it has to be a certain way, and with the looks it has to be a certain. And if it's not, and if it was possible for the boy's mother to have the girl sign a paper that even after she has the 7 grandchildren or 8 grandchildren that she wants, she still has to have a beautiful, trim figure, and she has to look like the day that she was married. And she comes there, she wants to have 2 aidim to sign, that the girl should have to sign that she commits herself to a life of skinniness. While also working, and while also taking care of the children. Or else, if it looks like in that family there's a little bit of a pattern of the girls gaining weight, then it could be that it's not a shidduch for my yankala. He shouldn't have such a tzara to have a chubby wife. So everything has to be that we should be able to predict that the same way that this girl's anorexic now, she should be the shana habar also. She should be anorexic. Which a lot of this anxiety causes the girls nabach to get this sickness of anorexia. That there was never such a thing. The girls had such this machla like the way it is now. Although maybe it's getting better less years. I don't know. But there's no such a thing. Where are the girls? What are they worried about? I'm not saying that a person should stomp fast. But where do you come to get so nervous and worried? Because they're being told that you're not going to get a shidduch. You're not going to get a shidduch. If you're overweight, you're not going to get a shidduch. And they'll tell you stories. These are things that people are worried about. And what happens if the girl's teva is that she's a little bit overweight? Well, so what? She's already nervous from the time that she's young. What's going to be? She's not going to be able to get a shidduch. Because the boys only want to get beautiful girls, skinny girls, whatever that will be. They measure that according to whoever said that that's a din, but that's how it's measured. And all of these things. This is all Mitzrayim. And you would think that people who are learning Torah and are connected to Avodas Hashem, you would think that they wouldn't have such shibudim to such things. Even in Gashmi, it's very low things. Very, very low things. To go without a tamimus and to be able to be happy with Hashem, who says, if a person goes out on 100 dates and 100 dates and they're passing up so many wonderful opportunities to get married to a good person, but it's not exactly the way I envisioned it to be, and it has to be a certain way, or else I can't predict that what's going to be in the future if I marry this person. That's not exactly the way. So everybody's walking around, those lonely people. It's some game, I guess, that they have in Eretz Yisrael. The children, it's called Pari Iveris, blind cow. Hayelad Orches Biad Shal Ima, Shaloi, Vaherlech Ito, Batsima Seinai. That a little child, the child holds on to the mother's hand and closes his eyes and goes with the mother with the eyes closed. The little children play such a thing. Ha'ema Siro Sak Shiesh Lalos, and he has to trust his mother. The mother says, oh, the next step you have to go up. The next thing is up. Well, I read this, or the next is down. Or where we're going now, you have to walk around. It's a game. Zuhanom yuchedes shiesh liyelad. And a little kid has a lot of pleasure from this game. Enjoys this game. Why? Because a little child, the little children, they love being like babies again. And the greatest tanug, that's why they always, especially girls like that, but boys also, the greatest tanug that they have is that they don't have any daiga, that my mommy takes care of me. And they're able to close their eyes and they go with mommy, just like it was when the mother was carrying them. They don't have to worry about where, what. Everything's mommy. Shima mavilo yisevu samachle beinayim atzumas. With my eyes closed, I go. My mother pulls me. Whatever she says, right, left, I go like that. Tati mashma. Kachi atchusha shel chag Pesach. That's the inyan of Pesach. The inyan of Pesach is lechtach acherai b'medbe. It's taking Hashem Baruch Hu's hands and saying, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm with you. Take me. Wherever you go, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with you. Anu nenem letzom esay nenem velosis la'ov hanem an va'oyev la'ovelos va'ha'oyev la'ovelos. It's the greatest pleasure on Pesach to be able to close your eyes and to give our Father, the Rebbeinu Shalom, who we trust and who we love, to take us. Onu mispatrim ya'tafkid shel nihul ha'olam. We're potter, we're exempt from the responsibility to run the world, each one his own little world. I'm potter from that. Michel Nihul Chayenu, to believe that I'm in charge of my life. And he's not talking here, Chas V'Chalil, about abdicating and running away from responsibilities. He's talking about a way of living, a way of bitachon. Because we're being crushed by the weight of all of these things, especially now more than ever. We give the Baruch Shalom the authority. Page 109, to take charge of our lives. And we're so happy to be by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's by His Hashgacha. And even when it comes to the Seder itself. Even when it comes to the Seder itself. Onu b'nei chayrin, we're free. Noistam la'ashem ezbarach l'nailas and yonim kiyotsoni, we let HaKadosh Baruch Hu conduct the Seder. Onu mishtach v'me'at zipiyoi sholim ye'ilodim. We free ourselves from the way we expected that the kids had to behave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Mi ben hazug, remember the shiur were given for women, from how my husband has to be, doesn't have to be exactly, doesn't have to be the way that I thought he's going to be, that conducting everything. Even from ourselves. Could be you're prepared to say all kinds of nice things, and you expected that the children are going to be excited, and they're going to be into it, and they're going to be, with you on everything. Turns out that they're not. Maybe they will be, maybe they won't be. Could be that the women are hoping that the husbands will give over to the children what the children need. So the mothers have these expectations. Maybe it'll work out. Could be that the father, he's tired or whatever. It's not going to work out. He's going to say things that are completely not uninspiring for the children or not. It could be this way or that way. You might come to the night of the Seder with the house being perfectly, perfectly neat and perfectly clean. Everything's beautiful and shining. It could be that the kids will have enough time. That until the Seder, in between the time of candlelighting or whatever it was, until the Seder, it could be that the kids make a wreck of the place. And the whole month they're working for that night, that it should be, everything should be beautiful. And it turns out it's again a balagan. This one knocked over that, and this is spilled on that, and you had the most beautiful tablecloth, and you had all these different things. And it could be it doesn't come out the way. You're talking shenia koayefim. It could be that in the end, we're going to be so tired. He's talking about the women. We're going to be so tired. Actually, nuchalis rakis. It won't even be possible to concentrate. After all, the hachonis for Pesach, you're sitting there by the Haggadah, and you can't even keep your eyes open. But to be free means, chayrus means, that none of that causes a person to feel pressure or sad or anxious. How it turns out, all the details of how things come out make no difference at all. No effect on me at all. We're matzis. And the way the Baruch Shalom made us, and the way he takes us, and needs and the holes and the oven and takes us. That's all there is. Imlil haseda lomis nahal kafisha ratzino. And if the night of the Seder does not turn out the way that we wanted, Normal Rabbi Shalom, he said to Rabbi Shalom, Im ata manhikach, kacha tovli. You're in charge. If this is how you wanted it to be, we did our best before. If this is how you wanted it to be, tovli, it's good. You ever go on a Chol Moed trip with little kids and it didn't turn out the way you expected? You're on a Chol Moed trip. This is going to be the best trip that the kids are ever doing this, taking off the whole day to go to this place that the kids should have the best time. And then in their car back, this everybody's angry and they're all yelling. And I wanted to go on that ride and you didn't let me, you know, Russia. And everybody's angry and the kids are all yelling. And then the car is quiet and you know, your car's a toiv. You drove for 3 hours to take you to this park. And the kids, oh, that's a park. What kind of park is that? That was a park. It's not even my friend from there went to Miami. And you take us to a park someplace. What kind of park is this? And you thought you're going to have the kids are going to be the happiest kids, and they're going to be kissing and hugging you, and they're going to say, we have the most gewaldige parents, and they're coming the whole ride home, they're angry and complaining and saying things, and this, and then have to stop every second bathroom in the whole road, and get off, and come again, how come this one did this, and she said that, and he said this, and then you say things like, you had such a beautiful day, aren't you happy? They say things like that. The children, you had such a beautiful day. You look in the mirror in the car you're driving. What's the matter? They had so many fun things. You had rides and you had Nash and you had everything was so much fun. What's the matter? You're not happy? And then like they're trucking stuff at you. They're happy. We're happy. No, we're not happy. We're not happy. It was much better. Everybody else in our class had a much better time. Everybody else on the block went to much better places. Our parents are the biggest lo yitzlochs in the whole world. Chol Moed trip. He said, Rabbi Shalom gave such a thing in the Torah that we should inflict such pain on ourselves, that we should do this. We wanted that the children should have a nice time, and they're not happy, they're not grateful for anything. And then you say, what kind of Baal Midas? What kind of Midas? You don't have good Midas. You don't have Akaris HaTov. And the children say, oh, now we're going to get a schmooze. On top of the fact that we went to the worst place, somewhere in New Jersey, now we're getting a schmooze. Also, we're going to have to get a Musa schmooze about how we don't have good Midas. These things are. We hold on to the wheel too tight. And that's called Mitzrayim. That's just called Mitzrayim. And it gets us stuck in terrible Mitzrayim and terrible narrowness, and we can't be happy. Zuhav Reidus Shal Chag HaPesach. It's a whole long piece over here. It goes on, it's so beautiful. It talks about the Indian of Bir Chametz, what it was like in Mitzrayim. Why Davka was Bichipazim. It looks like there was lachetz when we left Mitzrayim. It's not the other way. The chippazim. And a person comes to a place of not figuring it out, not working out. You go. And then afterwards, what the whole inyan of what it means, and the kavanah to have when we're burning the chametz, and to be able to let go. And when we're saying the hiratzim by burning the chametz, after the chametz, the hiratzim of that terrible, terrible chametzdikah thing in life, that doesn't allow us to live in a place of simcha, and to have nachas from ourselves and from our children and from the husbands and from the wives. This is the avoid of Chag HaPesach, to be free. Zugam ha-matana shel ha-chag, and it's the gift that Pesach is giving to the person who opens his hands and his heart to be able to receive this gift. L'smoach im ha-matzav ba'ifen sh'Hashem is baruch manhig. That's the whole inyan of Pesach. L'smoach im ha-matzav, to be besimcha with your matzav in life, the way the Bein Shalom is taking you in life. That's the Indian of Matzah. To be able to go in that way. And if a person makes the Seder very, very strong with these Machshavas, then that could go, it goes way past Pesach. That could take a person to feel free through all the months and all the years, Mitzvah Shem, through many, many Pesachs of that gift that Kosh Baruch Hu has given us as Machir Hussein. We should be Zeicher to eat the shear of matzah that will fill not only our stomachs, but that will fill our minds and our hearts, what it means to be free. And we should be zeicher, that we should be l'shon haba, ba'arad Yisrael, v'gulashon ramitis, v'hegem enu amin. Amen.